Hello, I'm Joe Reed. I have Alan Minskoff with me. I have for the whole week, lucky me. And he is a contributor to Audiophile, and we have been getting the down low on what he has been listening to and what he thinks about these books. Hey, Alan.
Howdy. And today we are going to talk about the audiobook What the Ermine Saw, The Extraordinary Journey of Leonardo da Vinci's Most Mysterious Portrait, written by Eden Collinsworth and read by Cassandra Campbell.
Who is a golden voice for a very big reason. She is a wonder.
Her Italian alone.
Yeah.
And of course, there's loads of Italian in this because it's, you know, in part about Da Vinci, and it's in part about, you know, what Italy was like at the time this portrait was painted. And her Italian alone, I know she's fluent in Italian, but she's musical with her reading of the Italian. And most importantly, there are a few who give you an entrance into a world any better than she does. You just feel like you're there with Da Vinci painting this remarkable portrait, which is, of course, unique in that it's had this incredible history that is the subject of this nonfiction work.
I like the way you said that about giving entry into books, because I think you're right. I can't think of anybody who does that better than she does. Not just a wonderful narrator. I mean, her voice is gorgeous, but her intelligence just shines through. And at the same time, there's an emotional depth that's so wrapped up and connected to an incredible skill set with languages and voices.
No question. And you know, and this is a complex story. This piece of art was missing from the world's view for 2.5 centuries. And the author does a pretty good job of jumping this incredible cavernous opening into history. But it's because of Cassandra Campbell that the listener doesn't mind, because there's so much of a story. The mystery surrounding this remarkable portrait captures your imagination.
Yeah, and I happen to love the premise, I think, is completely fabulous, of basically tracing a history of this beautiful, beautiful painting.
Which has, you know, this other scary little piece of its history where it was hung above the Nazi Hans Frank's desk. And we're lucky that we have this and much of the art that was rescued from Nazi control. And that's a subtext of this. Also, there's you learn a lot about the Polish nobility. It is still on display in Poland. She does very well with her profiles of the people who made it their life's work to bring this story and to save this painting. Which one thing you learn is this is really a priceless work of art.
In reading reviews of the book, the other thing is we really get a portrait of who this person was, who this girl was, who was painted.
And how out of her time she was. I mean, that's one of the things that we'll hear in the sound sample is that she wasn't just an objectified woman. She was a very strong and confident and remarkable human being.
Let's hear that sound sample, yeah?
Let's do it. I wanted to pick one that placed us in history, and it happened at the very beginning does.
Okay, this is What the Ermine Saw. It's by Eden Collinsworth, and it's read by Golden Voice Cassandra Campbell.
Some 530 years ago, a young Italian woman, not much older than a girl, really, sat for her portrait. It was a customary practice in Europe to commission a noblewoman's portrait in anticipation of marriage, marriage being a transactional event with political or monetary value. The setting was a sprawling, opulent Milanese castello, but the young woman's simply styled dress revealed that she was neither noble nor soon to be married. Instead of being depicted as something akin to an object, she would be well and truly the portrait's significant subject.
See, this is another book that's in my wheelhouse. First of all. But second of all, Cassandra, her tonality, her pacing, her ease.
Her sound, just listening to her.
That voice.
And when you listen to all of the Italian, that is just so masterful.
I love the way she speaks Italian.
Yes, she's fluent, clearly.
You know, honestly, if there were an Italian language class taught by Cassandra Campbell, oh my God. I could learn Italian listening to her voice. It would be amazing. Okay, that was What the Ermine Saw, The Extraordinary Journey of Leonardo da Vinci's Most Famous Portrait by Eden Collinsworth, and it was read by Golden Voice Cassandra Campbell. Thank you so much, Alan. This is a great book for this week.
I think people will truly enjoy it.
Behind the Mic is supported by Oasis Audio, publishing titles for all ages. Find out all about it at oasisaudio.com. And then go to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.